Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, wow. So we in Brooklyn, New York with it right now, y'all. That's that Biggie in the background.
Yes. Today in history on March 9th.
Oh, shoot. It is his birthday. Okay. I know it's Calvin Cambridge. You know who Calvin Cambridge is?
I do not know who Calvin Cambridge is.
Did you watch the movie Like Mike as a child?
I did. That was my little brother's favorite movie.
Calvin Cambridge is Lil Bow Wow. It's his birthday too. But nobody cares about
That's
Bow Wow.
That's his real name? Calvin Cambridge?
His real name is Shad Moss. I was trying to equate Calvin Cambridge and Like Mike because that was his name in the movie.
Kendra, I'm so happy to have you on here today. I didn't know it just like starts right off, but welcome to TR Tuesdays. I'm so excited to have my first guest, host and comedian of her own show, Kendra Crump. Welcome, Kendra, to the TR Tuesdays.
Yes, and it is actually Tuesday while we're on it. I love it. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, normally when I do an intro, it's like I say the most random things, and it's just lovely, and people love it. And I'm like, you know, hey, it's wonderful. It works wonders. Thank you first off for not thinking I was a bot and just deleting my message, and thank you for even responding back. You know how many people out there will just like open the message and don't even respond back? I'm like, guys, if you had no real intentions of even responding back, you could just delete the message, okay? You know what? How dare y'all?
They wanted to see if it's real. Let me tell you, because when I first seen it, I thought it was fake because I get a lot of fake people that are like, oh, promote this for me or do a collaboration. And then you'll click on their page and they got like zero followers, zero posts, just hella weird shit like that. So I honestly think that's what it was. But I was juiced too because I actually got yours with another fake one. Like, you know, someone was like, oh, you know, join my show. And then it was like fake, you know, and then I seen yours and I'm like, oh no, this is a real person. Like she doing it. I was looking at your Instagram feed, seeing all the funny posts you made. I really liked it. That I think it was a cantaloupe and you had some seeds.
Oh yeah. No, that was a papaya. And first off, it smelled like, you know, it smelled like rat's ass, right?
I never could open a papaya either.
You know what? But I remember as a child having the juice. The juice is really good, but then the juice probably has a lot of sugar. You don't realize until you become older, like to start reading the labels, like, oh gosh, this has a lot of sugar. So anyway, but the papaya juice is actually good. But I said, let me try a papaya. And I was afraid those little bees looked like they were about to hatch. Okay. So I didn't want nothing hatching inside of me. And they're like, Kendra, like, you look pregnant. You pregnant? I thought you weren't having sex. I'm like, I'm not. They're like, Kendra, you look pregnant. And I give birth or something. Baby. Like, I don't have time for that, okay?
So you said, you said you're not having sex, girl. Are you celibate?
No, okay. Wait, fun fact. I don't know what the difference between abstinence and celibate is anymore, because everybody keep running around saying that they one thing and they not. Okay, so fun fact about me, I'm still a virgin. Yes, guys. I'm a virgin.
You're still a virgin? Like, you never had sex? How old are you? Can I ask?
Yes, you may, because you're not trying to hit on me, so I'll tell you my real age, okay?
She got that virgin pussy, y'all. Okay, yes, parents, yes. Now you definitely don't let your child listen to this podcast, because I see, you know, it could go either way. Anything could be said. Y'all know how I do.
I'm actually 26, and let me tell you something. So I don't know when this started happening, okay? But the last few months, I have been extremely horny, all right? Every day, as I'm talking to you now, the urgency, I was looking at like a little Bible study, like little sermon this morning, and I was just thinking about some penis going up inside me, right? And I said, while I'm watching Bible study, but it's okay. I'm not masturbating no more. I'm just taking back control and just saying, you know what? I think my body is ready for dick, right? I have been getting head for like since I was a teenager, right? And which was not that long ago, all right? And it was feeling great. I'm like, oh, this is all that could do for me. But now I'm like, bro, like this is really frustrating because I have mature cooter cat now, okay? It's hungry. It's very hungry. And the problem is like, I'm not gonna give this cooter cat up to nobody, because you know what, not even because I'm living in Atlanta and the type of guys that are here,
I've been to Atlanta one time. There are some undercover guys where you definitely got to be careful with that virgin cootie over there.
You know what? I done got some good hair from some undercover guys. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. I like, but you know, they probably put their mouth on everything, so it makes sense. Anyway, so
wait, hold on. because we talking about relationships today, y'all. I normally do like a little intro, like we're gonna be talking about relationships. So this is good. So wait, so you said you get head oral pleasure. So then it's not like a Christian thing, right? Because Christians that have never had sex, like I had a cousin, like she didn't lose her virginity until she got married at 30, mm-hmm. had a baby. You know, that worked out for her. I ain't gonna say her name. I don't want to put you on blast out there like that.
Hey, cousin.
But because I should be listening. So, but yeah, no, it was a Christian thing for her though. So, like, is that like your faith or
how okay. you never got? To so let me tell you guys what happened. All right. So at growing up, of course, high school, a lot of people are talking about that. Early on, college, a lot of people are talking about that, and I wanted to do that, but I'm not lying. Every single time I would try to get my, you know, be the good times girl, put myself out there, God would always block it, like every time, you know. So I got to the point, I'm about to be very serious with you guys, I got to the point where I said, you know what, you got the rest of your life to go after your vices, but you got one shot to be successful. And I want to be, you know, my drive of actually just trying to make it in life, as far as being on my, having my own radio and TV show, having my dream house, having my dream car, getting out of the Section 8 neighborhood, okay, that don't have a detachable shower head. I can't even like use a detachable shower head and try to, you know, flick the beam with it, nothing like that, okay? So my motivation, in all honesty, is to try to get to that point where I am able to be successful, then I can find somebody to come and hump on me. That's it.
I you like know? That. That's very admirable because, yes, girl, I'm a horn dog myself. So
it's okay.
I don't have the same willpower as you, but, you know, that's what's up. Because God is going to bless you with that perfect BBC, if I don't know, or if you date outside your race like I do.
It don't listen. You said, I love BBC. Oh, listen, it don't even, it just took me a minute. What's BBC? Oh, shoot, okay, I got you. But no, it don't even matter. Like, whatever God has for me, he has for me. And again, it never was no type of religious thing. It really was just more so, you know, I think what it is, I'm being honest with you, I've never had no real relationship. I know for a fact, if I would have been in a real relationship with someone, because I'm the situationship queen, honey, okay? If I would have been in a real relationship with someone, I know I would have had sex already. But the types of guys that would come on to me, they did not amount to nothing, okay? And I'm like, I don't have time for that. So you know what? Y'all can, you know, keep licking my little cooter cat. Ha ha, made you lick, thinking that you're going to get some head back. Some of y'all don't even deserve to get no head back. Like, oh, you ain't going to give me no head back? No, you begging ass fool. Give yourself some head back, okay?
Hey, no, that's a good segue, because I was going to ask, you know, if you were in a relationship and how your partner took that.
I'm trying to be in a relationship with Rapper the Game. Jaycion Terrell Taylor, I know you listen to this podcast. I need you to respond yes. back to my DM that I sent you on April 19th, 2020 at 1:38 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, sir.
Yes, because we manifest in greatness. So yes. Feel free to hop in her DM. You know, see, okay, me, I'm very sexually active. I have a high, I would say, I've had my share of experience with mm-hmm. multiple partners of different races. You know, I never had no threesomes or nothing like that.
You know what's so crazy? I didn't have two threesomes. It was just the girls giving me head.
How do you have a threesome?
Wait, I'm about to explain to you.
Explain.
The girl yeah. would give me head, and then the guy would hit her from behind. Or the guy would be like, you know, I'd be on sitting on top of her face. The guy would never touch me. I'd be sitting on top of her face, and she would not. He wanted them to touch my boob. So, but I would sit on top of her face, and then like he would just be pounding her. So that's how it was.
Okay, I feel like I kind of just. I've had a guy eat my pussy while my best friend is sucking on my right titty because it's the right titty for me, and you know that really turns me on. So does that count as a threesome then? Maybe I had a threesome. Some penetration involved.
No, you know what, I don't think it has to be penetration involved. I think a threesome is really what you make of it. So how come she didn't sit on your face or nothing like that?
Let me tell you that I've only been with the girl in the sense where, like, because I'm a former stripper, so
woo, go ahead now,
in Las Vegas especially. So I've seen a lot. I feel like Diamond from the Players Club. Mm-hmm. I went in there, a young lady came out, a woman knowing more about life. Let me tell you, yes, I did strip to put my way through school so I could be debt free like I am right now, okay? Debt free and educated. But no, so I've seen a lot of stuff. So I'm not into like eating pussy. I have always wanted a girl to eat my pussy. Like I said, it was the guy that was eating my pussy, and then my best friend was sucking on my titty. But I just never found like a girl that, I don't know, like, you know, I feel like when I was little, you know, I would hump. I don't know if anybody else used to hump their cousins. I was talking about this with my one friend, but I used to hump my cousins, even my girl cousins too. But I, you know, as an adult, no, I've never been with a girl as far as like eating her pussy. No, I've sucked on some titties and made out with some chicks for sure. Yes, but eat pussy, no, not for me.
I've only done that to one girl. Like one of my female ex best friend, we did that with each other on her mama's bed while watching Steve Wilkos. Child's ghetto. but you know what? I will say this, men to me, because my body count with women, I've never been like had to. I've never scissored with a woman before, but my body count with women is like probably about 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know. It's definitely gonna be more than a man. I know that for a fact.
Okay, so you're fluid, or do you consider yourself bi, or are you just
So you know what? This is how I look at it, okay? Never, when people say, well, Kendra, do you like women? I said, depends on the day. All right, everybody likes nice, you know, jiggling ass in their face and a nice rack in, you know, in their face as well and stuff. Like, everybody likes that, okay? Male, female, we all like that. You know, titty was the first thing in our mouth when we were zero, okay? So with that being said, for the ones who got breastfed, and the other ones, it shows, okay? In your adult life, it really shows you didn't get breastfed, okay? But no, I'm never, as far as I know for a fact, if I was to ever be in a relationship with a woman, she would have to be pretty. And then, you know, because it was, and even if she's a stud, I done seen a couple of pretty studs.
I did see some fine ass studs for sure.
You know, but other than that, like the women that be coming on to me, I'm like, bro, you look like Manny Fresh, POP, hold it down, Lil Boosie and Trick Daddy. What can I do with you? Look at me and look at you. So.
That's where you just sit on their face. You said you like situationships. Just find you a pussy eater, because I've had those too. Like, not necessarily cute, just to eat my pussy and smoke weed with me, and that's about it, because I'm a huge stoner.
So to answer your question, I'm just a free spirited hippie. I definitely want to marry a man. I want to be penetrated by a man. I want to, you know, do everything, you know, all that type of stuff with a man. As far as with women, it was just more so, like I said, she gonna be my girlfriend. Maybe she'll be my girlfriend till I find me a boyfriend. She can be the replacement. Okay, so the fill in. Okay, but no, like, I'm probably like 80% straight and 20% gay. Okay,
I love it. So just a little bit curious. Everybody got curious.
Just a little bit. But here's
the thing. Have you ever met anybody online? Like, I met my current partner online. I've been online dating since I was 18. I just turned 28, by the way.
Woo woo! Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you.
Met anybody online? I did. This guy, he's a hood dude from Houston, and then it just only lasted for like 2 months. You know, it was cool. It was cool, but
it was a long distance relationship.
It wasn't really a It wasn't a relationship. We were headed there, but this is what happens when you move too fast, okay? When you move too fast, you don't really know exactly what is it that you really want to do or want to be and all that type of stuff. I already had my life together, okay? He had only 10% of his life together. And so, you know, I just knew it was not going to go where I felt like it was going to end up going, right? And so it got to a point where, you know, he just started just fading away. And with that being said, I mean, like I said, he's cool. I mean, I haven't heard from him in a few weeks, but again, it's cool. I don't try to, when it comes to online dating, and this is the thing I have, and you saw my video I posted yesterday about, you know, turning me into Dr. Seuss. The problem
that, you had me on my motherfucking back. No, I don't want you to fly me anywhere, girl. You look so serious as fuck. No, I'm like, and I'm thinking in my head, like, no, fly me out, like.
No, because they don't listen. I'll fly myself out and I'll have my own room and you have your own room. I'm not doing that mess with you, okay? Not wasting your money. I'm not doing that. But no. So the thing about it is, a lot of the guys in my DMs want to try to be with me, right? And here's the thing. They be in Oregon. They be in Africa. They be in Canada. They be in
Ooh, Amsterdam. That African BBC girl. Ooh.
I'm like, sir, whatever you are, fake profile, you know, and a lot. And here's the thing, though. This is what people fail to realize.
There's too many fake profiles.
There are. A lot of it is just a lottery analogy, if you think about it. Because I'm like, bro, you trying to holler at me, and I just saw you in underneath one of my homegirl's comments on her pictures. Come on. Now, you didn't think I was going to look at that? So, with all that being said, if I was to ever find a relationship, you know, through my DMs, it was because it came naturally. It's not because I was out there hunting and looking for it. It came naturally, you know, and that's my thing. Most of the time when I'm in these guys, because most of my followers, when it comes with like my YouTube subscribers and my followers, period, like 80% of the or 90% of my followers are male, you know, because I realize, and this is so sad, men will support a woman faster than a woman will support a woman, and vice versa.
Yes, for sure. And then they won't even click the like. They'll be like, oh, I saw it. Oh, but I didn't see that you liked it. Because, yes, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I can hold a longer conversation with a man in my DMs than I can with a woman. You know, women, like, I'll say, hey, where are you from? You know, ask some questions. And then, like, by the third message, they stop talking to me. And I'm like, what was that? I literally asked you, you know, what was your favorite color or whatever it might be. But with men, they can hold a conversation a lot longer and stuff like that. So the thing is, when I'm sliding in these guys' DMs, it's strictly because I want them to subscribe to my YouTube channel, okay? But they think, oh, man, she slid in my DMs. Oh yeah, she must want it. Sir, I do not want your penis that looks like a skinny blunt. Please put it away. Take it off the internet. Please. Okay, I'm done. You know what I mean? I'm going to go on.
Too many dick pics.
And that, to me, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. A man who respects, you know, what he has going on, he's not going to just up and just send that. Like, I think that they're trying to search for something. They're trying to search for some type of validation. That's why they're sending it to us.
Hey, I might look at it, but I'm gonna delete it like real quick, because I'm like, let my man not see. Not that my man don't even have Instagram, but just in case, like, let him not see no dicks in my phone. Or nothing.
Do you get them on a regular?
No, I don't get them on the regular. So listen, okay, so this is why I was talking about online dating. So not in my DM, but when I was online dating before I got in my, because I am in a super committed, really like an old married couple relationship type of thing. But no, when I was online dating, guys would send me dick pics all the time, as if I asked for them, like as if I told you I wanted to see this, right? And then they don't even be big dicks, or like you said, attractive dicks. Some of them be funny looking, little, small. Like, why would you be proud?
All of them.
Like, why would you feel this is acceptable? Like, what? Look at me, because I used to post my baddest pictures. So looking at me, why would you think that this is a dick that I would want anywhere?
Now, with this, here's my question for you. Would they send this to you on message number 5? Because I had dudes like on message number 5 have sent me that. I'm like, bro.
No, just off top, guys will send you a dick pic as if like the dick's supposed to speak. You know, they say pictures speak 1,000 words. The dick speak 1,000 words. How about the dick is saying nothing to me? I'm saying block. I feel like you think I'm a hoe, especially when I was online dating in Las Vegas, because it was very hard to find my man that I got now. I mean, I damn near was ready to give up. It seemed like there was nothing but pimps and prostitutes.
Have you tried speed dating?
I've never tried speed dating. That looks fun. I seen it on this movie, this 2001 movie called Valentine. I was just watching and they were speed dating. I'm like, do people still do this?
I actually would like to go speed dating just for the fun of it.
Just to say you tried it.
Yeah. Have you ever done a blind date before?
No, bro. I've never been a blind date, but I have been catfished, I will say. Have you been catfished? All right,
tell a quick story. What happened?
I will. I'll try to make it quick. As you see, I'm a talker. No, I met this guy on POF online. I get all dressed up. At the time, I was 18, and I would literally just go out with guys just to get a free dinner, because that's just what I was on. I didn't even care what the guy looked like. Like, I'm just getting a free meal. Also, at 18... you know, finances wasn't as strong as they are now. So I would always pick, I lived in Alameda, California. So I'd always pick a restaurant that I could walk to, you know, just in case the date didn't go good. Like, I'm not that far from my house. I didn't waste no money. This was before Uber. I didn't waste no money on no taxi ride or no BART ride, because Bay Areans, we all about BART and you're there, really BART and you're not there. Anyway, I walked my pretty ass to this Mexican restaurant called La Piñata. And I'm waiting in the restaurant. I don't see the guy. And listen, this is when you learn to not ever go on no date with no money, because I didn't have no money. So I'm like, let me not order nothing, right? Let me not order nothing. Girl, I'm sitting there like, okay, you know, it's getting a little bit embarrassing. Like, you know, so I get up from the table. I'm looking outside. Then I try to call the guy. It's like the number you have dialed has been disconnected.
Wait. Did you guys, how early, like earlier in the day, did you all have a conversation? Like, you know, was it like an hour before? So y'all still be there?
An hour before. I'm like, oh, I'm on my way. Like, you know, so I'm just like, he must have recently did this. So girl, let me just fast forward, girl, to the story. I look at my laptop later, because I always use the same dating site. POF is called Plenty of Fish. I look at my messages later, and he's like, oh, I drove past the restaurant. You didn't look how you looked in your pictures. Like, what?
Yes,
girl. I feel like and let me tell you, girl, my current man was like, he was shocked that I looked like I look in my pictures. Because he was saying he'd often meet people and they was like bigger than they presented themselves to be online, or had some whole younger picture. So I'm like, I changed my hair a lot. So I made sure to put, you know, different hairstyles. Because I don't know, I feel like the different races, we look like different people. I wear glasses like you, so I don't think I do. But people say I look like a different person when I take my glasses off. Girl, I don't know. But I was catfished, and my little feelings was hurt. Had me thinking like I wasn't even cute. So yeah, and this is before the show Catfish made it a thing. So
I cannot believe that. I'm just trying to understand. He actually really was like, you didn't look how you look. I'm sure you dressed pretty nice. Like, what type of
mind you? I don't even know if he really showed up. He could have been some guy he could have just said that. Like, you know, what are the odds?
His phone
number didn't work. Girl, I don't know. That shit was real life embarrassing, especially because all of my Alameda friends listening, y'all know La Pinata is a staple for us. Alameda is a very small town. So just head down.
Is it small? Like, if somebody owes you money, like, you can find them small?
Oh, yes. It's small. Alameda is like first name, last name basis. Like, you would never just be like, I went to school with TR. You just be like, I went to school with TR Christopher. Like, you know, she lived over there. You knew where everybody lived. I mean, everybody that was important, at least. Like, I'm telling you, it was so motherfucking small. I got caught smoking weed on the lunch break, and then they didn't let me be homecoming queen. It was that small.
Wait. Who caught you? How dare they?
I know, girl. Somebody, okay, this is kind of going off our relationship topics, but just random. I don't even know how this randomly came to mind. But anyway, I smoke weed. It has not always, you know, been the best. Like, I have had some, you know, losses fucking with weed. Like,
of course, it happens.
Like, being a homecoming queen. Girl, I was smoking on lunch. I'm in 10th grade. Some white guy seen me. Just little to my knowledge, goes back to the school I went to, Alameda High. Alameda, small town, is only two high schools. He goes to Alameda High and describes me. Alameda is a predominantly Caucasian town. I'm African American. Girl describes me. They immediately knew who I was, revoked me of being homecoming queen, gave me second popularest girl, fucking Jenny Chan. I was fucking pissed. I'm like, this bitch isn't even as popular as me. So yes, guys, maybe don't.
He probably had issues going on at home. He had issues going on at home. That's why it's always, you know what? You can tell the people who ain't getting dick down right, or
ain't getting no pussy.
Nothing. But you can tell, because I'm like, bro, like, what's wrong with you?
Or has, like, they compensate. Okay, listen, y'all, I don't want anybody to be offended. I don't often see midgets, but yesterday I had drove my dog to the dog store to get some food, and I see a big old truck back in, hops out a midget. I'm like, he's clearly overcompensating for something, because this is a big ass truck. Like, he struggled to get it in the parking spot. I almost wanted to record it. And then when he hopped out, I'm like, is this a child? And then I look like, that's a midget. I'm like, oh, it's rude to stare. Don't stare, Tiara.
Don't stare.
Look away. But in my mind, I'm like, he is overcompensating for something. Why? It's short man, little man syndrome.
Have you ever dated a guy who was shorter than you?
Oh my God. Listen, I have dated a guy, girl. And really, I wouldn't even say day-to-day, like friends, like type of thing. Because I'm 5'8" already. And I
to wear. Oh, really? Okay, that's cool. I'm 5'6". 6. It's lovely.
And girl, yes. Okay. And I like to wear 6-inch heels. So I've been on, like, I used to go out with this guy who was like, you can't even wear heels with me. Like, we can't even go out because if I can't wear heels because you're fucking short and then I'm even like, you feel subconscious, then there's no need for us to try to have a relationship.
That is an issue because I like wearing heels. I grew up a tomboy, so I like wearing heels, like, you know, during that. Like, I'm 97% of the time I look homeless, okay? That 3% of the time I be showing out.
That's why I wanted to do a podcast with you, because looking at your feed, I'm like, this is almost like a Black Queen replica. Like, she wears glasses like me. She's funny and quirky and nerdy like me. Mm-hmm. Girl, yes.
Yes, yeah, so I'm a free spirited hippie, honey. So but no, with all, like I said, with all that being said, it's like I prefer, again, height should not matter, you know, but let's just keep it real here. Sometimes, like, it seems like it might be awkward when you are that woman who is a lot taller than the guy. And I really want God to send me a man who's like 6'3", over 6 feet, like maybe a good 6'3" is cool. I'm cool with 6'3".
Yes, you got to be this tall to write this right. Yes, girl. My
I mean, but I also understand that when you guys are both laying down the bed, you guys are both the same height. Okay, I understand that as well.
Well, not necessarily. I feel
that's what taller women have told me.
Yeah, that y'all are all the same height. I wouldn't think so. As a tall woman, I just feel like these guys are just short. Like, I'm like, what's up with these new generational guys? Like, we just, y'all, the parents was drinking too much coffee, smoking cigarettes while they was pregnant with y'all, stunted growth. Like, why are there no tall men? Why?
I'm going to tell you why.
Men with little dogs. Are there no real men around that like to have big dogs? I have a big-ass German Shepherd. Every time I go walk him, I see fucking men around with these little bitch dogs. I just feel like height, dogs, these men are overcompensating.
You know what? I'm going to tell you why. Because if anybody out there who's short, just know that, you know, when your dad pulled out, the rest of your height landed on the sheets. That's why.
Or they should have just swallowed that nut. And maybe, you know, we would have waited for, like, a taller version of you.
Maybe so. But you know what? And what's so crazy is there aren't a lot of tall men walking around. The average man.
Yeah, in Atlanta. Is short. How is it?
In Atlanta, you get a little bit of everything. But, like, you know, I work at the airport. So I see, like, the average man. There was a guy last week. This man had to be 4'8". I was like, is that a boy or a girl? And I'm like, oh, it's definitely a man. Ooh, but he had to be 4'8". And I'm like, you know what? I know for a fact he was so insecure and everything. But I'm like, you know what? I wish he would have came up to me and said, I'll climb your tree. I'm like, okay, well, come climb it then, okay? You can't climb that, you know, that far. But hey, go ahead. Try your best.
Hey, at the airport, you never know who you might meet. My granny used to say, you should always look good, especially when you're flying, because you never know who you might meet. Girl, at the airport, and you're a virgin, that's where your soulmate lies. They flying in.
You think
and
so?
Atlanta is such a prominent time, for sure. Oh, my God. I used to be dressing so bad at the airport, just walking slow, looking at everybody, making sure I'm missing. Girl, I don't know if I might land me a pilot. I don't know if I might land me an aviator that's fixing the planes, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I might see. I might see a celebrity, girl. I might see
just- you'll see them, but and you'll see people who you know, fake celebrities. You'll see these rappers who just got, I guess, got a rap deal, because I ain't heard of them. They got like 10,000 following. They got a bunch of chains and stuff like that. They got their name and everything. And I'm like, and then you'll see some people who ain't gonna tip. I like, all right, I work at a kiosk. I want everybody to come see me, support me like you support your favorite stripper who ain't gonna go home with you. I'm still not gonna go home with you, okay? But I will make you laugh and I'll give you conversation and I actually will care, okay? Some of these strippers, how your family doing? Not even caring. Thank you for the $100. Anytime, let me ask you something. The time that you were stripping, how long were you stripping for?
Oh, girl, let me tell you that I was stripping for 5 years. And if it wasn't for COVID-19, I would probably still be stripping. Sadly to say, I stripped to get that bachelor's degree in communication from UNLV. But I feel like it would have been so hard, because even now, like, I commend you for working in COVID-19. I refuse to work and wear a mask. I refuse. I just cannot. I can't.
I think that's just dumb anyway. But hey, you know what? That's a story for another day. I'm not going to go deep into that. But I was going to ask you, what was the biggest tip that you remember receiving? And was there ever a time where you had like multiple people say, let's go to the VIP room and I'll give you more money if you do this?
Yeah, always. So the biggest tip, so always 50%. So at my main club, which I won't put out there.
Don't do it.
But my main club, they will only let you tip 50% on the card. So cash is the best way. Cash is king. Make sure y'all tip Kendra in cash because that's the way I like to get tipped too.
Yes, so honey.
It depends the way you're getting tipped. So say on the card, you can only tip 50%. So I always make you tip 50%. You spend $1,000 in VIP, I need a $500 tip. I'm like, didn't you have fun? I'm really good in sales. Like, oh, okay, make sure you tip me. Like, I'm not the waitress. I don't share tips, you know, with anybody else. Like, I need to be paid diligently. And VIP girl, oh my God, I've had some customers like, oh, if you go to VIP with me, I'll pay you more if you fart for me.
Fart.
Like, what? I'll take your money going VIP. I'm not farting. I can't fart on command. I'm not an animal. That's
fucking disgusting. I was just about to say, how do you fart on command?
But give me your money. I'm gonna take your money and your 50% tip too.
I've never heard of that. I didn't know. I thought that they just want you to, you know, throw some neck at them. What?
No, yes, you also, it depends on the club. I've worked at some very raunchy clubs where yes, it is going down like that in the VIP, and you know, the girls are pricing accordingly. But I worked at clubs also where they just want you to go to VIP and talk to them, that's my favorite kind of customer. They will literally pay you $3,000 just to sit there and talk. I had somebody pay me $400 a football quarter to watch some football game. Can't tell you the game because I don't like sports. Just so he could have somebody to watch the football game with him at the strip.
Did he make sure that you were cozy with him or you could sit on one side, he could sit on the next?
Yeah, we sat on each girl. He was watching the game, and every quarter, like, okay, I need my other man. Brought in my friend. He was buying me drinks and food. I think those are the best, right there.
You know what? You know what? Like that type of stuff. And that's the thing about it. Like when you work at the strip club, you do have that, but it's not gonna always be like. Okay, for example, I wanted to work at Magic City, and it wasn't until I realized, like, I got two left feet. I would have been the first stripper in history bringing home pocket change. You would have thought I was working for a nonprofit organization, right? And somebody's like, Kendra, they said, you don't even have to really know how to dance. If you look good and you got a nice looking body, which you do, they'll throw some money at you, okay? You don't have to be like the best. Now you can, you get more if you know how to shake some, okay? But
this is all about mouthpiece. I cannot dance at all. I'm 110 pounds, 5'8". I'm like, my body is like a white girl, but I'm black, but I don't have like the big boobs, you know? I got a nice butt, I guess. I'm all about mouthpiece. I can dance. My sister all the time be like, show me what you do at the strip club because I just can't even believe you made all this money, girl. You can't even dance.
When you go audition, do they tell you when you're on the first time you audition, did they say, okay, show us how you move or just turn around, show us how you look? Like how does the audition process work?
Ooh, it depends on the club. So in Vegas is a lot different because you're in Atlanta. I'm gonna tell you my first experience ever with stripping, and it was in Atlanta. At the time, I was turning 20 years old. I had a fake ID, though, that said I was 22. At this time, Diamonds of Atlanta was a very popular
strip club. I know DOA.
Uh-huh. Out there. So I went there, got in there my fake ID. They just so happened to be doing amateur night this night. I'm like, I'm going to do it. My older sister, she's 6 years older than me. She's like, yeah, you should do it. I didn't even have my pussy shaved. Okay, and we're about to end it on this note. But I just have my
Had mine shaved no more. I don't care. You're going to eat this hair and all, baby. Go ahead.
All these crevices help you find your way. No, I didn't have my pussy shaved or nothing, but I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. Girl, I get up there. They must have roasted my fucking life. The hype man or the DJ was like, who told you to even get up here? You hella bony. That's straight what they said. It's all quiet. I'm like, it's my birthday. Hella juiced. I'm 22. But really, I was 20. But you know, I have to lie. I'm keep the lie going. I'm 22. It's your birthday. Well, show me that birthday pussy then, girl. I got naked. I made $227 in 30 seconds. That was the fastest money I've ever made in the quickest amount of time in my entire life. Opened my eyes completely to stripping. and it was just
I didn't know how exactly, like I said, if I was to do it, I'd just do it for one night, see how much money I make. But then I was like, man, I got a tip. I think what stopped me as well.
You have to tip out.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I got to tip out for, okay? Wait, listen, I don't need the house mom to make sure I look good. I can come in and make my own self look good, okay? Thank you.
The house mom does so much for you. Let me tell you, tip your house mom strippers out there. COVID-19, you know, the strip clubs is closed, but I hear y'all open in Atlanta and Texas. Tip your house mom because, for one, they don't make any hourly pay. They're old strippers, like, that didn't, you know, do anything with the money they made. They make good food for you. They always have brushes and toothpaste and toothbrush, floss, pantyhose. You break a heel, they got heels for sale. Everything. It's like a real mom. I've had better house moms than my mom.
Wait, not your own mom.
But that's a topic for another conversation. Day.
That's funny. Have you ever dated any of your clients? Since we're talking about relationships and dating, did you ever date any of your clients?
Oh, yes, I have, girl. I'm actually writing an autobiography, so you're going to have to wait for that to come out.
Yeah, I want to, like, and this is what last thing I was going to say was, like, a lot of people don't, and I had a, it hasn't come out yet. Like, I do random polling questions every now and again, but the random polling question I was going to ask was, is like, a lot of people, you know, if prostitution and drug activity is well known in the strip clubs, how come it hasn't been shut down? And somebody says, because, like, they're in on it too. They don't really care about that. Like, and on top of that, prostitution, like, honestly, it should be legal, because I'm like, what, you know, it's two consenting adults. What's the issue about it? You know?
It's unsafe, prostitution, for one. Not that I'm against it at all, but it can be very unsafe. First off, the club, they do, I'm like trying to figure out how to come at this.
Go ahead, take your time.
Wait, repeat that last part again.
Basically, I'm asking, like, if prostitution and known drug use, you have people on cocaine doing a line in the back and everything else, probably shooting up some heroin, meth and all that other type of stuff. It's known drug use, you know, all that type of stuff. You have underage drinking, all that type of stuff. Why have they not shut down every strip club permanently? That's
okay,
my question.
Okay, so I can only speak for Vegas because I've stripped the most there. I have stripped in New Orleans and Atlanta, but, like, I have the most knowledge of Vegas. In Vegas, a lot of clubs are dirty, and it's because they, first off, the club has the police in their pocket, which means they are paying off somebody in the police department. Again, I can't say any club by name.
Of course, don't do that.
For a fact, they paying off, they have security in there that, like, tell them, like, oh, the feds are going to come in here and do a random search and make sure the club is clean. Be legit that day. So then everything, and then I'll be, you know, girls will be warned, like, oh, make sure, you know, you do these type of dance moves. Don't do these type of dance moves. Don't try to do this. Because, girl, really.
What's the dance move? It's a dance move. What's the issue
you
with
really,
dance move?
Girl. Okay. Oh, we're going to have to do a whole nother stripping.
You know what I'm going to have to do?
But just know the club gets a cut on everything that's going on. The club gets a cut of the girls' money. That's why I say cash is better, because then they don't know what I got. If a customer pays for VIP on a credit card or a debit card, the club gets a percent of that. And the club expects a percent from the girl off top. They will look at you crazy because, girl, I have been looked at crazy. I have had customers, girl, spend $5,000 on me. You only tip a couple hundred dollars. Girl, you better find somewhere else to work, bitch. You better come up off $1,000 and stop playing. The club needs an appropriate tip of everything. Like, 20% is, like, typically key. The DJ, 20%, or not 20%, like, I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of particulars, but
I'm surprised about a certain dance move you can't do. I do, it does seem kind of strange. If somebody tips you, like, $100,000, you do have to, you know, that does seem kind of like, all right, you need to give me.
They don't want you, like, in Atlanta is very different than it is in Vegas and in New Orleans. But in Vegas, like, they don't want you, you know, standing on the couch, for example, putting your ass in the customer face as a dance move.
You know what? I saw a meme where it said, when you're trying to eat your food, but you got the stripper's ass in your face, and it had the butthole, and it was freaking hilarious. I'm like, is that really what they do?
Yes, girl. I mean, some do more than others. Some spread it open wide eagle, and some don't have to do all that. Like I said, some can just talk to a customer and finesse them out of that money like me, you know, while others may have to break a sweat. It's all about working smarter, not harder, is what I always say. But mm-hmm. Kendra, I do want to thank you for joining us today. Please tell my listeners where they can find more of your content.
You can find me on your local corner, but while I'm not out there hoeing, find me on Instagram, Idolize Dynasty, IDOLIZEDYNASTY. Also, my YouTube is Kendra Crump, KYNDRACRUMP. And also my podcast is The Kendra Crump Show. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much again for having me. Thank you for being open, and kind of shedding a light and everything and letting me know and stuff like that, you know, and to all the fans out there, cause I know y'all be listening. Okay. To all the fans out there, listen, man, you act like you don't like seeing, you know, some silicone ass in your face. Okay. Just enjoy it. Who cares? You're probably shooting up some hair around yourself. You're probably doing drugs that have not hit America yet. So what's the issue? All right. That's all I'll say about that.
All right, y'all. Thank you for listening to another segment of TR Tuesdays. Don't forget to follow me as well on Spotify and Anchor, and to donate on anchor.fm/TR92 for future content. Please comment on this episode on Apple Podcasts or DM me directly on Instagram, because I want to know what you think. Have a good day. Thank you, Kendra. What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up on behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be? Where you from? Think the make you smile. Who you be with? What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gonna call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2.